friend of foe. We love you so. Who knows just what sound is going to be humankind's last? All we can hope is that it's as sublime as this podcast.
By the heavenly ocean,
and we want you to know that whether you consider us friends or foe, we love you so.
Welcome to The Rash Hour, the show that croons, hums and yodels the body electric, or at least that's what my auntie told me. Joining me in the studio are my 17 cohorts, and also a very special guest, the ghost of Romulus I, founder of the Roman Empire.
It's great to be here, Bradley.
This week on The Rash Hour, Ovid Tamlateri on his affair with a quarry.
It was actually more of an emotional friendship.
Octave Tantan decides to make a jigsaw of the Sistine Chapel. Out of the Sistine Chapel, that's right! And the ghost of Romulus explains why he's terrified of Bert Baccarat, who jumps out from things and goes, ooh! All this and more on The Rash Hour.
If you heard last week's show, you'll probably remember that Rudy Harrington Schmarrington had a bit of bad luck when in the middle of an interview, New England Lawson stole his wife Chloe away from him.
Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling this week, Rudy?
Wonderful.
You're glad to be rid of Chloe?
No, quite the opposite. I'm resolved to rise to the challenge of winning her back, and I've spent the week writing this song that will seal the deal. And a one, and a two, and a three, go.
Baby, I forgive you for getting annoyed at me when I spent the last 4 years playing Jenga on my iPhone app instead of picking you up from night classes. And baby, I'm enough of a man to forget all of those times you got cross at me when I teased you by calling you Gordon any time a member of your family died. And I'm even willing to overlook that time you nagged me incessantly. And for what? Simply for sending a pornographic joke about Lionel Van Isen to every member in your phone book. How dare you blame me if your nieces have no sense of humour? And yet, I forgive you. Baby, I forgive you. But as long as I live you and your crimes against humanity, i.e. me, shan't be forgotten.
There, that should do the trick. Of course, I feel slightly bad for New England. He didn't stand a chance, really, did he? All I need to do now is wait for the inevitable text from Chloe saying, begging, in fact, to take me back. Oh, there we are. Let's see. Lionel Van Isen walks into a nun? This isn't from Chloe, it's from Slick. Slick, why did you send this to me?
Don't you like it?
Like it? I wrote it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you hear the song I just sang?
Yeah.
Well, this very joke was the subject of the middle eight.
Oh, well, I'm more of a music man.
Chloe must be more of a music man, too. Why the hell hasn't she texted me yet? Okay, before I open it, that wasn't from any of you guys, was it?
Well, not from me.
I didn't send it.
I hope not.
Well, what does it say, Rudy?
You just don't understand. That's all it says.
Oh.
Don't understand what? Play that song again. How could its beautiful message not have come across on first listen?
Rudy, if I may...
Shut up, Sir Dennis.
Rudy, let him speak.
Oh, very well.
Maybe she wants you to be more... apologetic.
More apologetic?
I don't know, maybe.
Perhaps you're right. But... contrition doesn't really come naturally to me, so it'll take some time. Stall for 5 minutes or so, will you?
Okay. Oh, I said 17 cohorts before, but actually it's just 16 this week because Elliot Goldbinker's having a bye. Why don't we get the Rash Espionage Unit to track down Elliot and see what he's up to? Oh, I've heard they've just found him. He's currently walking into a shop.
Good day, my dear woman. I'd just like to buy a family fun pass, please.
But, sir, this is a funeral parlour.
Is it? Then why is everyone smiling in your ads? Oh well, good day to you. Well, back to the old drawing board, re next week's family outing. Certainly is nice having a relaxing stroll like this. Oh, there's a gentleman approaching. Curious young lad. Better doff my Homburg hat with the Jägermeister badge, I suppose.
G'day, mate.
Oh, hello there, how are you?
Not bad. Not bad.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear that.
You're very pretty.
Yes, yes, I am, aren't I?
Very pretty hair.
Yeah, well, yes, it does the job.
Very pretty.
What, me or the hair?
Both.
Yes, well, I have enjoyed this chat, very most invigorating, but I really must be toddling on.
Mate, stick around.
Well, just for a moment. Nice grey day, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Hey, mate, do you want to come home to my place and watch some DVDs?
Well, I'd love to, but just going by the looks of you, you're not the type of person who's going to want to watch the director's cut of Jewels at Gym, so, no, I think I'll have to decline.
Oh, well, go get stuffed then.
Nice chap, very kind of him to say I was pretty. I'd been feeling rather frumpy today, really.
And a big thanks to the Rash Espionage Unit for providing us with that segment.
They do an awesome job.
They certainly do, Ghost of Romulus.
Better than Burt Bacharach would do anyway.
I'm rid of my old neurotic impulses. Been months since I had any stomach ulcers. I'm never plagued by feelings of self-doubt. I've other things to worry about. I never could. My forehead, making it worse till I'm perfectly horrid. It's no concern that I'm getting a bit stout. I've other things to worry about. When real problems are presented, all the ones that you invented disappear so fast. It's eerie, whoa-ho-ho. When two tins of beans is a feast, there's no need for scenes, or at least that's how it ought to work in theory, whoa-ho-ho. In this most recent season, don't ever cry for no apparent reason, or feel so listless that I want to shout. I've other things to worry about. Other things to worry about.
Welcome home to the Rash Hour.
Hey, Rudy, are you ready now?
Yes, yes, I've been ready for 2 minutes. I didn't want to interrupt that last segment, though. Very, very clever of the Rash Espionage Unit to find Elliot. How do they do it?
Quite simple. They've placed a little microphone for every square meter every Rash member inhabits, regularly. That's hard to say.
Do you know what else is hard to say, Bradley?
What?
Sorry. And yet, that's what I do in this beautiful new song. And one, and two. Baby, forgive me for that time you took up crochet as a way to establish your own identity, and I sat down with it for 5 minutes and turned out to be better at it than you. Baby, I'm sorry that when we go out, everybody loves me and spends the whole night repeating my choicest Bonds more and telling you how lucky you are to have me. Baby, I'm sorry that your mother always says she loves me more than she loves you, and especially sorry that she means it.
Oh,
I ended it there because I couldn't think of anything else I was sorry about. Anyway, I think it's safe to say that I have nothing to worry about this time. What a wonderful feeling it is to know that whatever news I receive in the form of this text, it's going to be good. The only question is, how good is it going to be? Let's see now. Rudy? Sorry, but it's no use. I love New England. Must be a typo. But what if it's not?
I think that maybe she's not going to come back, Rudy.
I've done everything for her.
What have you done for her?
I wrote those two songs. Pretty rotten.
Oh, I'm sorry you're going through a tough time, Rudy. Oh, maybe we'll play this song for you. This is a song by a friend of the band called Peter Lawson, and it might cheer you up a bit.
Wait it out, wait it out. Things will be alright soon, if not tonight. Wait it out, wait it out. This moment won't last a bit once it's past. You won't remember why you never felt the way that you now do. Wait it out, great advice I know, but you'll find it so. Wait it out, someday soon you'll rise to find that you're out. Can you see how big and how small a part of the world you are then?
Was a song not by Rash, but by a friend of ours called Peter Lawson. I'm not sure how we know him, actually.
I believe, Bradley, that he's New England Lawson's fourth cousin thrice removed.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry if that sort of makes it a bit less conciliatory.
No, that's all right, Bradley. Thank you, Peter.
Any rumours that Rash have written everything attributed to Peter Lawson have been greatly exaggerated.
And now? Oh, I don't know if we should play this.
What is it?
Rudy, it's New England Lawson's interview with Vim Braille Jenkins. I'll understand if you don't want us to play it.
Oh no, I fail to see why my personal problems with New England should prevent us from enjoying his fine journalism. Go ahead.
Okay, start the tape.
When I grow up, Daddy, I want to be just like Vim. Thus spake my son, South Pennsylvania, this morning. I can think of no greater role model, certainly not myself, as I know that South P's, just like Vim's, is an Apollonian personality. He is no more suited to the role of enfant terrible I inhabit than I would be at designing spoons. I mention all of this to Vim almost as a confession the moment we meet in an unauspicious shipping container on a freight ship headed for both our homes, if they can be said to exist anymore. Vim looks radiant, so much so that I ask if it's safe to approach him without the appropriate lead-lined clothing.
I can assure you, sir, that it's safe to approach me, though I cannot guarantee that it would be safe to reapproach me.
This foolishly unexpected bon mot takes me aback, and I laugh heartily about it for 4 hours, until Vim finally suggests that we get down to business. We sit and sip deionized seawater, which Vim famously espouses as the key to his pluck and vigor. Nothing more than a social brine drinker myself, I find the speed with which he devours his first pail of the stuff astounding, and my jaw, never exactly Fort Knox at the best of times, although I do have a son of that name, is fairly agape when he blithely sets to work on the next one. I ask him if he thinks he has a problem.
A problem? Would you say that Spinoza had a problem? Would you say that Henry Ford had a problem? Would you say that Thomas Jefferson, Paine, and their fellow writers of the US Constitution had a problem? They all were, to a man, devoted saltwater drinkers, would in fact have put my consumption to shame. If I have any regrets, it's that I don't drink enough salt water. But I suppose that's something we all feel.
The ocean is there to be drunk.
Precisely. And what with global warming, I feel it is not just our treat, but our duty to drink as much of the confounded stuff as we damned well can.
As we cheers each other, I notice a 9-inch leaf of seaweed stuck between his two front teeth. I take it and blow it for good luck. My wish is granted when the waiter, with almost psychic promptness, tops us up. I am developing more of a taste for this sodium nectar. After hallucinating that I see land for 45 minutes, I decide that the seductive foreplay essential to any first-rate interview with a rock and roll star is complete, and now it's time to really grill the great man. What was your mother like?
She was a piece of wire with a sheepskin face. I loved her very much.
It occurs to me that I might love her very much as well, given the chance, and I think of asking for her number. But something suggests it might not be such a good idea. Perhaps it's the loaded pistol that Vim has had trained on me all afternoon. How about your father?
I'm not giving you his number.
How did you know I was thinking about getting your mother's number just then?
Because, New England, you have such beautiful, expressive eyes. They are those of a cow who has half-mastered introspection.
What generosity! This is the kindest thing anyone has ever said to me since this morning, when my mistress Chloe said that I sounded as if I gargled with liquid paper. So pure, so brilliant white is the tone of my voice. Of course, Vim himself has a vocal tone of uncommon beauty. How did he fashion such a gorgeous timbre?
Constant prayer. What was your mother like?
My father was attracted to her. I never really saw the appeal personally.
And your father?
I have a photo of him here.
That's a photo of Rita Hayworth in The Lady from Shanghai.
No, it's a photo of my father.
Dressed in drag as Rita Hayworth?
No, he just happened to look exactly like Rita Hayworth.
Very beautiful. You know, you and he do look kind of similar.
Well, we do have similar cheekbones.
I disagree. I think the cheeks are the same, but not the bones.
I pass out from the sheer thrill of being in the presence of such a great man, and only wake up when I am halfway through the expository sentence I am currently recording for the audio version of this interview. How my subconscious managed to write the links for this piece, including the very section I am currently reading, I do not know. But it is a great consolation to know that I can trust it. It is, in fact, nearly as good a friend as my Vim Braille Jenkins dolly, which carried on the rest of the interview for me.
Vim Braille Jenkins dolly?
What?
I need you to do something.
What?
Complete this interview for me. Can you do that?
If I must. What kind of democracy would you be?
A demarky democracy.
Why?
Because I have a good mate called Demarky. And if I could, I would like to give a shout out to him.
Any regrets?
Only that time I spent 15 years trying to prove that 5 isn't a prime number. Otherwise, no. I can't think of any.
Do you ever fear that you may be remembered for nothing more than your impeccable apostrophe use?
Only with every breath I take.
And I'm sure you're asked this quite often.
Go ahead.
How does it feel to be a sex symbol?
I'm not a sex symbol. You're the sex symbol, Vim Braille Jenkins doll.
You're too kind. Is it true that you think the sun is no larger than it appears to the naked eye?
Well, it's just common sense. You have to trust your instincts, Vim Braille Jenkins doll.
I know. Vim Braille Jenkins, thank you for your time, and may your god bless you.
Hey, I hope she does. She's a great old gal up there.
Back to you, Bradley.
Thank you, Vim Braille Jenkins doll. And now, where's Rudy?
Here.
Rudy, have you heard anything else from Chloe?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know what they say, third time's the charm. Maybe you should do one more of your beautiful Cod Pachelbelian songs to win her back. It might work this time, too.
I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to make an awful row. A violent primal scream of indignance. Hit it, boys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, actually, I feel rather better after counting like that. Still, go!
I wish that you saw what I see. I wish that you saw what I see. I see in me. Baby, I walk along the estuary, wondering just why you don't want me to be with me. You know you're all I think of latterly. Flattery, baby. I wish that you saw what I see. I wish that you saw what I see. I see in me.
Rock me, Vim Braille Jenkins doll.
So what I see, I wish that you saw what I see.
I see.
I wish that you saw what I see.
There, I feel a lot better after that. Hey, that's my phone. It's Chloe.
You know what, Rudy? I think she might have been attracted by the violent rage of that last song.
I think you might be right, Bradley. Well, I'd better answer it. Quiet, boys. Hello, darling. Well, I... What? The Vim Braille Jenkins dolly? Yes, he's here. You want me to put him on? Well, if I must. Vim Braille Jenkins dolly?
What?
My wife wants to talk to you.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Hello? What? What? Really? What? You're too kind. I know. I know. Yes. Bye.
Vim Braille Jenkins, dolly.
What?
Why did Chloe want to talk to you?
She heard the interview I did.
The interview you did? The interview you did with Vim Braille Jenkins?
Yes.
The real Vim Braille Jenkins?
Yes.
And?
She's leaving New England for me.
What?
She is leaving New England for me.
What? I can't believe I let you play the organ solo in my song just now.
Why?
Because I'm mad at you.
Why?
Vim Braille Jenkins doll, you mechanized monster. Have you no sense of your fellow's suffering?
Some.
And that's all we have time for. See you next week.
Next week on The Rash Hour, Lionel Van Ism with a crash course on platonic foreplay. It'll take half an hour, so that'll be the whole episode. There won't even be time for me to say, see you next week on The Rash Hour.
Now we're through.
take our bidding adieu. We must head on now, after taking one more bow. Now you wake, now you take one big breath and start to shake. Like an overstressed dad at this one last chance. Someone gets off of their seat and presses repeat.